Now we have the next plague given here, and it's in verse 11. He says, I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were like a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Now, actually, there are those that think this here is sort of a summation of the other plagues. Well, frankly, I rather doubt that. What I think was taking place at this time, in fact, I know was taking place, and you'll find that gives a background to the book of Jonah, because he was a prophet in the north, yet he was sent up to Nineveh. And at this time, the Assyrian was making forays down in the kingdom of the north and would strike here and there and the other place and would take the entire community, wherever it was, into captivity. Now, God was just permitting the Assyrian, like a bird, to peck here and there. And then they didn't get the warning. They at least didn't accept it. And they continued on in their evil way. Now in verse 12, we read, Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Now, he doesn't tell them here what he's going to do. He says here, I'm going to do this unto you. And because I will do this unto thee. Well, of all things, it's going to be a surprise. And it was the Assyrian captivity. That is, Assyria came down upon them suddenly and took them away into captivity. In other words, they just did not believe God. And the interesting thing is here, though, that he goes beyond these judgments and says, Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Because when Assyria came down, they didn't take all the people into captivity. They left a few, as we shall see in the next chapter, but many of them were slain. And that means that they were to meet God in death. And that is something that every individual will have to do, is to meet God in death. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And that is something that is a message to every individual today. A friend of mine that God had dealt with very definitely because of the sin that was in his life. He told me the story and how God had dealt with him. And the judgment that had come upon him was rather severe. It was something that a man can bear, but it certainly was severe. And I was sympathizing with him about it, naturally. And he said to me, he says, McGee, that's not the thing that disturbs me, the judgment that has come upon me. He said, I yet have to stand before God. And he says, I tremble. Well, I said, you know, Vernon McGee's going to have to stand before God. And I said, if I stood there as I am, I'd be frightened to death. But I'm not going to stand there as Vernon McGee. I'm in Christ, and God is going to see Christ, and I've been made acceptable in the Beloved. And he said to me, he said, yes, that's the only comfort that I have today for the life that I've lived. Well, my friend, that's a message for many of you listening in today. Prepare to meet thy God. Suppose right this moment you went into the presence of God, and some of you we'll be going there shortly, including the speaker. We may not be around too much longer. We do hope to finish this program, that is, the five-year program, and we finish this year. Then after that, I'm not asking the Lord for more time, although I'd like to have it, but I did want to finish the five-year program. But suppose that in the next few minutes you were to be in God's presence. What about it, friend? This life is past. Things down here that were important are no longer important, I can tell you that. This life down here has now become meaningless as to any purpose because you're out of it. You're through. You're finished. and you're in God's presence now. You maybe live to please people, tried to keep up with the Joneses, but that's ended now. You're in His presence. How are you going to stand before Him? Don't you know that you can't stand in your own strength, your own life, your own character? You and I haven't anything to offer to Him at all. We are bankrupt there. We were dead in trespasses and sin. And now we stand before Him. The only way that you and I can stand there is in Christ. He was delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification, that you and I might stand before Him justified. Why? Because we are such nice, good little folk. We are not. We're sinners. We stand before Him because He was delivered for our offenses. He paid the penalty. Now, we stand before Him in the righteousness of Christ. And that, my friends, the only basis that we can stand before Him. This is a tremendous passage. Say again, do you mind me saying that Amos is one of the great preachers? I can't think of a greater preacher than this man. And he was from the country, he was a country boy.